Cheryl Jewell is here, vocalist Cheryl Jewell, with a seven-piece band, including members of the Saltwater Octet, previewing selections from her brand-new album, My Blue Heaven. Welcome, Cheryl Jewell.
Whippoorwills call, and the evening is nigh. I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, our little white lights, they'll lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, our little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Daddy and me, and the puppy makes three. Oh, we're happy in my blue heaven.
Band here at 88.5 KPLU doing the title track to their new album, My Blue Heaven. And you want to introduce the band quickly?
I would love to. We have a lot of, like you say, Saltwater Octet. We have Bob Hyorns from Bellingham on trombone. We have guesting with us Pete Kirkman, who also played on the album, on trumpet. And our wonderful band leader, Mark Kelly. There's so many words to describe how talented he is, I won't even go into it. But he is on alto sax. And then on tenor sax, we have Ray Downey, who is also our wonderful arranger for the group, the Saltwater Octet. Guesting with us again today is Chuck Kistler on bass, stand-up bass, and the incomparable Darren Clendenin on piano. I'm so happy to be playing with him for the first time. And then we also have our wonderful drummer, Carrie Stevens, on drums, Bellingham.
You know, it's really interesting. I first heard of you and first heard of the record. One of our KPLU listeners sent me an email and says, You have to hear this woman. She's from Bellingham. She has a brand new album out. She's really good. And he was very insistent about it, and to the point where he actually brought the CD down to the station. I go, let's see what this is. I put it on the CD player, and it blew my mind. It was really well done. The production was really great. The arrangements, it was really impressive. And I just kind of... You just sort of came out of the blue, but not really. You've been up in Bellingham for the last few years, kind of growing this whole thing.
I have been. You're so funny you say that. Yeah, I've been in Bellingham learning, you know, the ins and outs of jazz. I've only been singing this kind of jazz for the last 12 years. And I auditioned for Mark Kelly's band 8 years ago. And I always say I cut my teeth, my jazz teeth, on Mark Kelly's Saltwater Octet. So, yeah, I've been honing my skills. And now I guess I'm ready for the world.
And what moved you to say, well, I'm ready to do a record? Was that a long process, or was that kind of pretty quick?
let's just say that was a very long process.
Okay.
I have a day job, so.
Well, yes. It was a really, really great job. And want to play something else for us?
I'd love to. We're going to do Cry Me a River, the octet chart on this. My duo partner, Milo Peterson, who played on the CD, couldn't make it today. So we're doing this wonderful octet chart, very similar.
And we play Cry Me a River here on KPLU. So
thank you.
Let's do it.
You're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. While you never, never shed a tear, remember, I remember everything you said. You told me love was too plebeian, told me you were through with me, and you do. Come on, cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you. Tears come down like Seattle rain. I cried a river over you.
We're listening to a live studio session here at KPLU with Cheryl Jewell and her band playing tracks from her new album, My Blue Heaven. And you went to school in Bellingham, spent a few years basically doing a lot of different professional music gigs, from being in rock bands, country bands, playing here and there, and then you came back to Bellingham. What is it like coming back, and what do you find that just kind of blows your mind about the musicians and the talent in Bellingham?
Well, when I went to college, I went to high school and junior high in Oak Harbor, Washington, but when I moved to Bellingham to go to Western for 1 year, Western Washington University, I always say I didn't fall in love with a man or a boy or anything. I fell in love with a city, and it was the coolest town I'd ever seen. I just loved Bellingham from the moment I got there, and I vowed someday through all my travels that I would come back. And so once I was done with my travels in Los Angeles and touring with the rock band and all that, I did. I came back to Bellingham. That was my goal. And I'm astounded at the talent, the art, and the music in Bellingham. It's truly an amazing little town for its size.
Did you specifically, when you got back to Bellingham, was the opportunity of getting into Mark's band sort of the impetus for you to kind of get into jazz, or were you sort of kind of leaning in that direction before then?
I was leaning in that direction before I moved, but I harassed your then guitar player, Nick Hoffman, said, Nick, if there's ever a chance I can be in that band or audition for that band, if anything ever comes up, let me know. And so Nick, I kept at him and at him. Finally, there was a time where, lo and behold, they were holding auditions, and I was petrified, but I have learned so much from Mark Kelly and all the guys. Like I said, I've cut my jazz teeth on Mark Kelly's octet.
All right. Well, it's certainly come to fruition.
Good.
Got one more for us?
I do. Lover Come Back. It's our big band tune adapted for octet.
The sky was blue, high above. The moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I remember